Again, this is a deep relaxation training, so never listen to this recording when you're driving or if your attention is needed elsewhere. Just listen to this when you can really focus and concentrate. Find yourself somewhere very comfortable, and again, just let your eyes close. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and just feel yourself starting to relax. Just your mind may wander onto different things, just let it wander. But very soon everything starts to become a bit more quiet, a bit more calm inside. There's no rush, you just take your time, just remind yourself you are completely in control. It's the most wonderful feeling of all to be in control, to just let yourself become more empowered, to let things become a bit more quiet, a bit more peaceful, so that you can relax slowly in your own time. What's happening here is you're very slowly starting to plant the seeds, to grow the seeds of confidence, of strength, of inner belief. It's a wonderful feeling. What you're doing is you're starting to rediscover and to reclaim confidence. Because you were born with confidence. Confidence is part of who you are. Deep inside, that feeling, that energy already exists. I have a friend who's a singing teacher, and people have problems with singing, and it always comes down to confidence. Whether they're shy about singing or whether they just won't let their full, loud, confident voice come out, or whether they're worried about their technical singing or what other people will think about them, or maybe they're just nervous, but whatever it is, my friend, the singing teacher, she doesn't teach lessons as in train yourself to sing or learn to sing or become a better singer. What she says is reclaim your voice. Okay, reclaim your voice. It's already in there. And that's the kind of deep inner confidence that you are going to start to build. So just let everything slow down. Just take a couple more deep breaths. And every time you listen to this recording, every time you train yourself in this self-hypnosis technique, you're learning new things. You're becoming aware of different things. Okay? If you want to go into a lovely, deep, relaxing state, you will find that easier. If you want to let new ideas come into your mind, new beliefs about just how confident you could become, then that will happen too. People are confident in different areas of their life. Everybody. Some people I know, they're so unconfident that they come across as being very confident about being unconfident. They're so certain about it. Some people are very confident in their business lives, but not so confident when it comes to their personal life. Some people are very confident with that special partner, that special person, that special love of their life. But they're very unconfident when it comes to the outside world, to other people, to other situations. Everybody's different. What we're looking for here is that you are going to start to choose the areas of your life where you wish to build confidence, where you wish to become more certain, to have more courage, to stop holding yourself back, to start believing that you can be unstoppable, that you can build momentum like a snowball of energy, confidence, determination. And even now, even in these first moments of relaxation, you can already start to sense that change happening. It's like a building. You're actually building confidence. That's right. You're building confidence from within. And as you become more confident over time, as you become as strong as an oak, as you build power within yourself, personal power, what's going to happen is that other people are going to be inspired. So every breath that you take now, I want you to imagine that as you breathe in, you're breathing in an energy of confidence. And there may be a certain colour or a certain feeling that goes with that. Another feeling. Maybe it's clarity. Maybe it's balance. Maybe it's attitude. Something to lift your spirit. Something to help you feel completely uplifted. As if you're polishing, cleaning, strengthening yourself, your soul, your mind, your body, your spirit, everything becoming stronger, like you're giving yourself a real boost. Okay, and every time you breathe in that feeling, whatever it is, whatever it's called, that powerful feeling, just breathe it in. Maybe it's like a coloured gas of energy that spreads and grows. So that every breath you feel stronger. And every time you breathe out, I want you to breathe out the negative feelings, the doubts, the uncertainties. Any turmoil, any tension, any stress, any worries, any doubts, self-doubts, just let it go. Okay? People become consumed with that stuff. They become consumed with negative self-doubt, inner conversations, inner demons, comparing yourself to other people. Wondering if you can be good enough, wondering if you deserve, wondering if you can give yourself permission. I want you to completely give yourself permission. Okay? I give you, right now, in this moment, I give you total permission to be successful, to be confident, to feel good about yourself. And I want you, when you're ready, to give yourself the same permission. That it's okay to be you, it's great to be you, in fact, to be growing your confidence. Things that have been stopping you, keeping you from having an enjoyable life or being successful in all the areas that you want to be, those doubts are leaving you now. They're floating away, drifting away, melting, evaporating. Just let them go. Every time you breathe out, you breathe away all the negative energy. Just let it go. And remember what's been happening as you've been breathing in. You've been breathing in all the good feelings. That's a wonderful thing, and you can go deeper relaxed in your own time, in your own way, because you choose to. Now, every conversation, every thought, every idea in your mind, I want it to become a bit quieter, a bit calmer right now. Just create some space. Think about a crystal ball into the future, seeing your success. Just think about a crystal ball, clarity, space, time. Or one of those beautiful blue skies, just like when you were very young, those shiny blue skies, sunny days. The ones you wished would last forever. Just remember that a lot of people, when they look in the mirror, they don't like themselves. They say nasty things about themselves. They say negative things, and then they feel bad and they wonder why. If you say something negative to yourself, it's as if somebody else has done the same thing to you. And don't be surprised if you have that same reaction. So what you need to do is to imagine looking into the mirror and saying something nice to yourself. Be inspired by the strength in your voice, in your feeling, in your emotion. Because some people don't feel they deserve that. They don't feel they're worthy of it. They feel guilty or something like that. But the biggest outcome, the biggest breakthrough, is to just give yourself permission. When you're ready, give yourself permission to look in the mirror, to like yourself, to say something nice, to be kind. Supportive, generous. And when this happens, you start to get out of your own way. You actually start to take away the blocks that you've been putting in your own way. Get all those blocks out of the way and feel a feeling of freedom. Freedom to just be you, to develop your strengths, your talents, all those things that have lived with you all this time. Some people, they're just like broken butterflies. Very beautiful, very talented, very amazing. But just waiting for a bit of sunshine, natural healing, inner strength, reclaiming confidence. So, it's like going on a journey. I want you to imagine a journey. Concept of this story is called The Moon and the Stars. actually, you can change this journey, this story, to anything you want. A child who's confident, who believes that anything's possible and anything could happen. Nothing's too far out of reach, that I might not get there one day. That kind of belief. A child that believes anything could happen, and may well happen if you choose it to. Just like choosing something off a supermarket shelf. You choose to believe something new. Why shouldn't you believe anything you choose? And this journey to a magical place, like the moon and the stars, is a starting point that leads to so many changes. Wonderful things. Things you're thinking about. Or like one of those magical wish lists that children make, when they just write down the things they wish for. Keep them secret, keep them quiet to yourself, but dare to dream amazing things. You know, the wonderful thing about your imagination, it can go into the future and grab something amazing and make it part of who you are now. You can go back into the past. Meet yourself as a child. Be nice to yourself. Say something really good. There's that book, that concept called Random Acts of Kindness. Well, how about a random act of kindness when you go back and meet yourself when you were younger and just give yourself a hug, say something encouraging. Something that makes you feel wonderful now in the present. Your imagination's a wonderful thing. You can make the good things bigger and brighter and louder. You can take the things you don't like so much and make them smaller and push them away. So you can't hear them. You can't see them. They're not even there. Your imagination can do things right now that aren't possible in the outside world, but they are in your imagination. You start to craft the future that you desire. And even as you think about this, your confidence is growing. In your imagination, you can have instant confidence. The things that used to make you feel powerless, you start to feel powerful. The old programming replaced by the new programming. And you're making the changes. That's what your imagination is for. It's there for you to make the changes. It's very exciting. Let yourself continue to become deeply relaxed. Enjoy the feelings of change deep within, even now. Enjoy those things that are changing. Confidence, self-belief, that you could achieve the things you wish for, you could design your perfect life, and the changes, the gradual changes of nature, you can be aware of them even now. Maybe it's a feeling inside of you. It's just something you know, something different. Very calm indeed. Just remind yourself that using self-hypnosis, you're doing it all yourself. You own all of the changes, all of the wonderful things. You're completely in control. And everything that happens, happens because you choose it and you own it. The changes you make, the person you're becoming. It's an easy, positive feeling that has a big impact for you. And you embrace where this journey can take you. You go deeply relaxed, you clear your mind. Body becomes so comfortable and your thoughts so clear, so quiet, starting to believe in yourself on a different level, courage, confidence, things that have been holding you back are changing. That creative part of your mind is just like a gold mine of resources, inspiration, opportunities, possibilities to literally take on the world. So empowering. And anytime you worry about anything or have a negative thought of any kind, you just take a deep breath, say something positive to yourself, and notice how the negative energy passes. Just like an uninvited guest, never felt welcome, just walks away. When you ignore an uninvited guest, before you know it, they tend to not even be there anymore. You can't force the tide to turn, but if you wait long enough, it always turns. That's nature. Any worries, concerns, doubts in your life, when the tide turns, they disappear, they leave you in peace, and you become stronger. The tide that turns because you allow it to turn. All concerns, doubts just flow away gently. Every day becomes part of who you are, your daily habits of being positive and confident. These are universal truths. The ability to let something happen rather than try to force it to happen. And every day you imagine yourself and your positive self-image, which is growing stronger, clearer. You're starting to slowly develop such a positive self-image of yourself that it radiates out into the world. You don't make confidence come to you. You don't make those things happen. You attract all of those things. And you're working it all out right now. And now I want you to notice, if you're ready, if you choose to, I want you to notice a really nice feeling of weightlessness, freedom, drifting, floating with freedom. As if your body was just weightless. If you can, and if that feels nice. I don't know what it's like for you, it's different for different people. Whatever that feeling of freedom is, it's a nice feeling. It means you let go of the weight of the world on your shoulders. Give yourself a break, kind to yourself. Give yourself permission to be free. Just give yourself the time and the space that you deserve and that you need. So it's like you're floating and drifting with no concerns, no doubts, just that feeling of freedom, of possibilities, of what could happen and will happen because you're choosing it. Going on a journey, so eventually you find yourself so elevated, feeling so incredible, it's like you've actually travelled as far as the moon. And on the moon it's so quiet and calm, it's beautiful. Nobody can bother you there. All the peace and calm and tranquility that you need, shining and sparkling all around you like a diamond. It's your own space, space for meditation, for calmness. All the fears and worries have evaporated now, disappeared. And everything sparkles and shines. So clear. So clear. So balanced. Very fertile ground in your mind and in your world to grow anything. Uplifting feeling. You don't don't need to compare yourself to anyone else, to feel inferior or awkward, not at all. You are unleashing strengths from within. It's all becoming clear. Wisdom is imparted from all around you and also from inside you. Like there's a wise person telling you what you can do, answering your questions. Just spend the time meditating, becoming clear about all the things that you want, all the things you want to change in your life. Great feeling of health and energy and alignment, integrity, authenticity. On the moon, sparkling, quiet, peace and calm, start to think about where you will use your new confidence. Do you want confidence to get a better job or improve your career or build a business or some other kind of growth and change and success? Maybe it's about relationship and love, trust. Maybe it's about communication skills, connecting with people, building amazing relationships, the art of conversation. Having a confident attitude, inspiring others, thinking about who you are and what you're truly capable of. So every day you can look forward to standing taller, as if you were elevated to a new altitude, a new perspective of life. Boosted. A strong backbone, strength of character, courage, determination. I don't know what you want to use your confidence for. You do. You can think about it now. Maybe it's getting out of some kind of a rut, building new habits, becoming a person who inspires. More poise, a stronger posture. Fitter, healthier, who knows? Being able to lift other people's spirits. Maybe it's about making new friends, reconnecting with old friends. Maybe it's something else, just enjoying life, being a more confident person. Some kind of a tipping point, a turning point for you. Personally, it's like your body and your mind, your spirit, your vision, everything is becoming aligned. Your personal energy and your talents, the real you that you always knew you could be. And there's a light, there's an energy that you're bringing into yourself. It's like you're creating this protective shield around yourself. So you don't have to let anything negative in, it just bounces away into the universe. But at the same time, all the good positive things come in. You can absorb them. You can drench yourself in people's positive energy, the good things. But any negative ideas or thoughts or intentions from outside just bounce away, it can't touch you. You're safe and protected. To be the real you, the confident you. You're going to find so many ways of helping others. Regardless of whatever say or think or do, your focus will be on your own strength and confidence and how you can use that to inspire others, to help them remove fear and negative programming, to help them gain new insight, to help them remove their struggles. Just by being you, just by being there, you will inspire people. You'll be amazed at the changes that are going to happen. Some of them you haven't thought of yet. You'll be so surprised when they happen. these are going to be very special times. And again, that lovely feeling of weightlessness, of freedom, of space, as you start to float and drift in your imagination once again. I want you to make that into a nice feeling that's just right for you. Because again, in hypnosis, anything is possible. Anything. When you do self-hypnosis, there are no limits. You can go anywhere you want. You can do anything you want. Speed up time, slow things down. You can feel better, you can see wonderful visions. You can get rid of the stuff you don't want and you can change anything, create the things that you wish for. Anything is possible. And what happens now is that you've drifted, you've floated into freedom. Confidence. And possibilities. So you now find yourself drifting on a journey through the universe of possibilities. Very lovely meditation. And every star, every planet that you pass has a colour, a particular energy to it. It means something. It's like every time you pass a particular star or a planet or anything, it can help you to make a change. A particular change, a particular magical transformation, a particular obstacle overcome. So you know that every time you go on this journey, there is more and more magic in the universe and around you and within you that you can make changes. You can use the energy, you can use the magic. Different colours go past, different sights and experiences, different sounds, different feelings and energies. And every time let that energy come into you. You just bathe in the awesomeness, the amazingness. And every time it changes something for you. Maybe it's a big change, something new, something you really want. Maybe it's subtle, maybe it's a subtle shift. It's always positive. Maybe it's a small change that will become a catalyst so that every day things get better and better, easier and easier. Maybe you know what you're changing. Maybe you know what's going to happen. But maybe not yet. Because you're choosing things on such a deep level that there'll be surprises, pleasant surprises. Other people are going to notice your confidence growing. Other people are going to say things. Like there might be a particular planet or a particular star on your journey that sparkles and shines in such a way that you feel attracted to it and you might want to spend some extra time there. Being drawn into its energy, its power, its possibilities. And things start to happen in your universe. It's like you're learning how to really trust yourself more. You're becoming confident about how confident you could become. You're feeling a bit stronger about how much strength there is within you to be discovered, to be reclaimed. You you're learning how to relax this way more and more so that you can relax about the idea of relaxing. All these things are happening, and it's a feeling of, wow, this could actually work. I could actually achieve this. I can become that person that I've always wanted to be. In the past, maybe you felt that this only happened to other people. Only other people created possibilities. Only other people were lucky. Only other people were really confident or knew things or believed they could change, believed they could become so successful. In the past, maybe you knew it could happen, but you never really thought it was going to happen to you. But that's changing. On this journey, the old energy is being replaced with a new energy, a familiar feeling. Feeling of this could happen to you, and this will happen for you because you're choosing it and letting it come in to your life. You can have ownership. It can be something that you own, something so precious that you can keep with you. Like a precious object, a jewel, a piece of jewelry, some treasure, a special photo of someone you love or a place where you've been, or some other object, a souvenir. A souvenir that you bring with you now, you keep close to your heart. As you float and drift and experience all these sights and sounds, sensations and feelings, magic emotions, what you can do is you can pick up these little gifts along the way. Things that you rediscover, familiar treasures from the past that you bring with you, you keep with you at all times in the outside world. They keep you strong, things that you own. Because it's not just about being confident now, it's about being confident whenever you want to, in any situation, whoever you're with, whatever you're doing. It's about being free to build confidence in all areas of your life whenever you need to. Nobody else has seen this world. Nobody else knows about this world. It's just for you. You are unique. You are precious. There's only you. Nobody else has been on this magic journey to this magic world. Isn't it wonderful to be in control, to be building confidence your own way, reclaiming it because it's yours? So you don't have to think about all the things that used to bother you and concern you, the old fears and worries. You can't even remember them. It's like, what's to remember to remember? It's like it's all gone. Not a part of your life anymore. None of that stuff. You're just focused on what's changing, what you're releasing, the permission that you've given yourself, the good feelings that you're allowing yourself, the changes that are happening right now. And when you're ready again, in your own time, just start to very slowly bring yourself back. It's been a wonderful journey, a lovely journey. It's great to go on a fantastic journey, but it's also nice to come back, to bring things back with you, so that your life improves because of the journey. So bring yourself back through time, through space, eventually back towards the moon, shining, sparkling, magical, quiet and peaceful. And then spend some pleasant time in your special place, your private place, by yourself, making sure that all of this becomes permanent. Something you can own forever, the real you. Bring back all the magic, bring back all the good stuff with you, so that you give yourself permission to achieve everything that you wish for in life. So just bring yourself back in your own time, just count back from 1 to 10 in your mind. Each number you're feeling more awake, more alert, completely refreshed in every way, so that when you're ready in your own time, you'll be able to just open your eyes and just make sure you're completely awake, refreshed, completely awake in every way. Ready to enjoy your confidence, to enjoy who you are.